Well, the career political rats are at it again, my friends. The growing basket of political fruits and nuts running for the presidency in 2012 are, as expected, falling all over themselves in their self-serving lust to curry favor with and to please the powerful Jewish lobby. Whether it's multiple mandatory Wailing Wall visits to Israel by Christian Zionist Huckabee and Palin, or supplicating boot-licking speeches to Jewish organizations by Romney and Bachman, the obligatory Pledge of Allegiance to the State of Israel lies at the very soul of American politics, dominating all other issues facing our nation. As we all know, unemployment is soaring, but with the candidates groveling for the Jewish vote and Jewish campaign money, America's jobless are being left to swing in the wind once again. We don't see Huckabee and Palin visiting America's hardest hit cities and its chronically unemployed sufferers. Not a chance. There's no money in that. In fact, the top priority for these would-be servants of Zion is a trip to Tel Aviv or Jerusalem rather than Detroit or Newark, where they hope for a mass of photo ops with Israeli leaders.
Very kind of you to see us today. I know you've got a busy day.
Well, it's busy because I'm seeing important people in the movies.
Indeed. We don't see Huckabee shaking hands with America's hard-pressed bankrupt mayors. He's been busy pumping the hands and wallets of wealthy Jews in Jerusalem, pledging undying support for illegal Israeli settlements in hopes of padding his campaign chest with Zionist votes and cash.
It is inconceivable in many ways that we would have to even argue and debate whether or not Israelis could live in Israel. Not just in part of Israel, but anywhere in Israel they wish to live.
As for our Zionist shill, Sarah Palin, who sports an Israeli flag on her lapel, our little Sarah is still vibrating from her apparently titillating trip to the Holy Land, accompanied by Jerusalem rabbis who behind her back laugh at Christian Zionists. Rather than being in her own country, accompanied not by rabbis, but by governors struggling to make their next budget payments, the ex-Alaska governor has been chasing kosher cash in the most openly racist state on the planet.
I'm so thankful to get to be here and very thankful to know that the American and Israeli link connection will grow in strength.
Continuing down the green brick road of Zionist money and Jewish votes, both Michelle Bachmann and Republican frontrunner Mitt Romney certainly know which side of their political bagels to lay on the cream cheese and lox. Romney, like Huckabee, knows very well that support for illegal Israeli settlements translates into Jewish mainstream media coverage and plenty of bucks to help grease the road on the way to the Oval Office.
The president chastised our best ally in the Middle East, Israel, castigated Israel for building settlements.
And Bachman, yet another Zionist shill in the mold of Sarah Palin, actually believes that Israel really cares about the Palestinians trapped in the Israel-induced open-air prison camp in Gaza.
Israel is all too happy to let that humanitarian aid go through. I mean, after all, remember, Israel supplies the electricity for Gaza. So Israel wants people to do well in Gaza.
Yeah, sure, Bachman. And before all is said and done, I would be remiss in leaving out that perennial presidential wannabe, the Masonic representative from Texas, Ron Paul. As a libertarian, Ron Paul is against sending foreign aid money to any nation, whether it's Israel or Timbuktu. But when it comes to sponsoring bills, an endless list runs both before and behind our congressman from Texas. Whether it's his American Sovereignty Restoration Act of 2009, his Federal Reserve Transparency Act, or his latest, the American Traveler's Dignity Act of 2011, which opposes those hideous, groping searches by TSA agents.
A child is stripped to the waist as he's searched at an airport by TSA agents.
I introduced some legislation today dealing with the calamity that we have found at our airports with TSA. Something has to be done.
If you can't grope another person, and if you can't x-ray people and endanger them with possible x-ray, you can't take nude photographs of individuals, why do we allow the government to do it?
I can't for the life of me see one single bill of Ron Paul's ever being passed. Furthermore, where is Ron Paul's bill cutting off funding for the illegal wars this country is in? Where are his bills repealing the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the illegal income tax, the illegal surveillance of American citizens, and dozens of other unconstitutional outrages? Ron Paul sounds great, but as the saying goes, where's the beef? If the latest round of political candidates groveling at the feet of Israel and AIPAC, practically begging for Zionist money and Jewish votes, doesn't make you physically ill, nothing will. Perhaps the Mayan calendar for 2012 is right after all. Well, one can always hope.